Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. May I help you?
Maya, this is Andrea Sparin, and I got a notice from one of my credit cards.
Yes, ma'am.
And he wanted to know if I had made the purchases, and it was June, July, no. I think, I had it on here. It was June 4th for $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please start out with your zip code?
Excuse me?
Can I please start out with your zip code?
04345.
4345?
04345.
Okay. Can I please have the first and last name?
Sparin, S-P-E-A-R-I-N.
S-P-U-A-N-I.
S-P as in Peter, E as in eager, A as in Adam, R as in Robert, and I-N.
Okay. Hold on a second. The last name, ma'am, because it's not, the account is not popping up.
Say that again.
Can I have the last name?
Sparin. Andrea Sparin. S-P-E-A-R-I-N.
Oh, okay.
First name is Andrea.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, and can, hold on, wait one second. And can you verify the address?
100 Dresden Avenue, Gardner, Maine, 04345.
Yes, ma'am, but on your account, I'm seeing that, like, anything hasn't been paid or anything. And your account is canceled on my end.
Right. I didn't make the transaction.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have the card?
I have the card.
Yes, ma'am. Did you happen to call your bank?
Did I call my bank? I didn't find it in my ledger.
Oh, because on my end,
I don't. How? Where was it made? Who was it made to?
It's like for a, hold on, wait.
The last four digits of the credit card is 6608. Do you want the whole card number?
No, ma'am. Yes, on here, it say the last four is 0719.
The last four digits of the card is 6608.
Yes, ma'am, but on here. But, ma'am, you wasn't charged for anything. Like, it didn't go through.
The card did not go through.
No, ma'am, it didn't.
It didn't.
No, ma'am. So you weren't charged.
Okay. Now, can you tell me who the consumer was?
Yes, ma'am. You ordered a kitchen, like. Hold on, wait one second.
It was a keychain light.
No, ma'am. Hold one second. Yes, ma'am. It was a KitchenAid mixer. Yeah.
Say that again.
It was a KitchenAid mixer. But like it didn't go through or nothing.
It was a keychain mixer?
Yes, ma'am, but it didn't go through. It was declined.
Okay. But where was it purchased?
Where?
Yeah.
Ma'am, it is insurance, because we're a third-party call center. So it is showing where it was purchased. It said the date it was purchased on was the 3rd.
It was the 3rd?
Yes, ma'am.
But the date on my iPad is June 4th.
Oh, no, ma'am. On here, it say the
3rd. At 3:02 a.m.
No, ma'am. It say on here.
It says on it, it says 3:02 a.m. UTC, but I don't know what UTC means.
Yes, ma'am, but on my end, it says the 3rd at 11:06 p.m., but it didn't go through or anything, so you didn't pay for anything.
Okay.
And our account is canceled.
I just want to let my bank know that $7.95 was not my purchase.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was another one for $3.95, but I can't find it on my. I saw it when I looked yesterday, but I don't see it now. So I'm just gonna, you know, tell my bank that I didn't make those purchases, because the other purchase was June 3rd.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there for three something? It was. I think it was $3.95. Do you have a $3.95 on your list?
No, ma'am. Only $7.95.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.